Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to you new listeners who've joined us all over the country in the Common Sense Show today. Sure glad you're joining us. Got a lively show, a lot of interesting things. You know, something I always wanted to do, and I hope I'm not too old to do it, is to make the pilgrimage called the Camino de Santiago. It's a trek across northern Spain. It is a trek that has been made for primarily religious purposes, I guess, initially for some 1,200 years, 500 miles walking across the northern part of Spain, ending up at the Way. It's called the Way of St. James because you end up in St. James Cathedral. Very personal to me. I was named after St. James, one of the 12 disciples. Some say that James was the brother of Jesus Christ. And so it's just a wonderful event that has touched so many lives with millions of people making this trek. And a new film has come out about it, a magnificent new film about the Camino de Santiago, Walking the Camino. The director and the force behind this whole film is Lydia B. Smith. She's joining us here on the show today. Lydia, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure, glad to have you here. And you have a new lengthy documentary that is being released in a number of ways. It is out now, and just a fascinating film that I've had the chance to see. What was your motivation? I know that Camino de Santiago is very personal to you. You have walked the trail, and you spent a great deal of time in Spain. What was the focus of getting you into actually wanting to produce such a film?
Well, you know, for people that have walked, I think they might understand this. For many people, when you hear about the Camino, you just kind of have this inner knowledge, like, I'm supposed to do this. And for me, it was actually really very much the same thing. When I was walking, and people found out I was a filmmaker, there was one man in particular that was very, very insistent that, you need to do a documentary. And I was very hesitant for multiple reasons. The first being I had independently produced and directed a documentary years before and swore I would never do it again. Just the challenges of doing it on your own and raising money, et cetera. But the bigger reason was really, it was such a sacred and amazing experience, and I was scared. I was scared I couldn't do it justice. But once I got home, this little voice inside me just kept insisting and kept saying, you really need to make a documentary. And so kind of I joke that the short answer is I did it to...
Hey, happy Father's Day. I had a little problem connection-wise. We're back with you. Sure glad you're joining us today on this special day in June. The hottest day, the summertime is starting. How can summertime start now? It should have started weeks ago. I mean, it is very, very hot out there. Poplar Bluff, Missouri, 94 degrees a day. Fairbanks, Alaska, 87 degrees a day. Banning, California, our listeners out there, 99 degrees. Statesville, North Carolina, 99 degrees. It is hot. Hot, hot out there for you folks. So anyway, happy Father's Day to all of you listening all over the country. My father passed away 14 years ago, and sometimes I get a little sad at Father's Day because I do miss my father. But then I've learned to say, look, let's don't be sad. Let's appreciate this as one of the finer holidays because, quite frankly, it's a celebration. If you're a father of your own children, your own special ties with your kids, and I've kind of done a 180 degrees, if you will, on Father's Day. So it's a day when I do reminisce about my dad. My dad was very special, as most fathers are very special. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. We'll be up there next week, broadcasting up in St. Louis next week. We're going to take a look at the Ferguson situation up there. But I remember I was at the University of North Carolina. My dad lived in St. Louis, Missouri. And he'd make those long treks in the spring this time of year. I was on the track team, ran track at Carolina. And I would run these meets on a Saturday, and without telling me, because he couldn't make it all the time. It was a long, long way. My dad worked very, very hard. But he often would surprise me. I know I was at the Atlantic Coast Conference championships, trying to be the Atlantic Coast Conference winner in the high hurdles, which I did. And I looked up in the stands about 5 minutes before the race, and unannounced, there was my dad. He traveled on a train 2 days to get to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to see me run a track meet. I've got so many fond memories like that. I ran for political office in Louisiana over a number of occasions. I think I ran 8 different times for different offices in Louisiana, generally successful. And my biggest single supporter was my father. He used to wear a vest that say, "I'm Jim Brown's dad." And he'd go all over North Louisiana shaking hands, going into pharmacies and little stores, and stopping people on the street, telling them to vote for his son. So things that I kind of took for granted at the time, or maybe even chuckled about, but now I really miss to go back and think of all the great things he did for me. And then Father's Day becomes even more special when you become a father yourself and a grandfather. It all ties in together. I've got 4 kids. Got my 5th granddaughter yesterday. Yesterday, my 5th grandchild was born, a little boy. I said granddaughter because I've got so many girls in the family. Grandson, fine young man, Boone Tucker St. Clair is his name. My youngest daughter, Meredith, had Boone Tucker. And I'm very proud to be a grandfather for the 5th time. So all those memories come back on Father's Day to where you think of those very special occasions. And so even though I miss my dad, I've learned to not be so melancholy, to kind of be celebratory. Talk to my kids on the phone if they can't be here. Got several of them going to be here with me later on today. We're going to barbecue. And so I look on Father's Day as a very special day, although I certainly miss my father, as I know many of you do, too. So take some time, you know, call your dad or write a note. You know what I also find it's good to do? I don't know if you do this or not. I try to do this from time to time. But what I particularly enjoy doing is sitting down every now and then and getting out a pencil and paper. I guess you could do it over a computer if you wanted to. And writing down some remembrances, what was special about Dad, things we did together. He was a terrible golfer. I was a terrible golfer. We'd go out and Duffer hit those balls, and sometimes we'd hit 3 or 4 balls a tee and lose half of them. But that didn't matter. We just were together hanging out, which my son and I do right now. It's kind of warm today. We may try to do that later on this afternoon. But I try to write some remembrances of special things about a lot of the folks I love, or special things I do. Keeping a diary. You know what it'll be great for your grandkids and your great-grandkids? Remember some of the things that you thought were so special. And so remembrance of your dad, your mother's on Mother Day, all tie in together. And every Father's Day, before I sit down for the night, I try to remember one special event. Write a page or two about it. Maybe I'm the only one that reads it. Maybe I'm the only person that thinks it's special, but it's special to me and something I just suggest to you. I think it's great to kind of have to sit down and think, gosh, what was special about my dad, or what was special that our family did together that are worth remembering? Maybe we're not doing today. Maybe we wish we could do more of that kind of thing today and tie it all in together. So, again, happy Father's Day to all you fathers all over the country. I wish you well, and I hope you enjoy your special day with loved ones, whether your father is here or not. We've got a great show today. We're going to talk about, you know, first of all, the Magna Carta. Did you know this is the 800th year of the founding of the Magna Carta? We're going to talk about that. Also, Ramadan begins this next Thursday, something tied into the Muslim religion that we got to talk about, and we'll try to put in perspective for you. So, hey, go to my website, www.jimbrownusa.com, and you can have some fun doing so, and sign up for some newsletters and see all the things we do here on the show. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, we're going to take a break for a cup of coffee and come right on back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I mentioned at the top of the show that I was going to be in St. Louis, Missouri next weekend. I graduated from a high school in the county, St. Louis County, a place called Ladue High School, right next to Ferguson, Missouri, where we've had all this racial tension. I'm anxious to drive through Ferguson and try to get a sense of just what happened up there. We'll be broadcasting from St. Louis next week, 55th year of my high school reunion in my class, so looking forward to seeing some old friends and seeing what the area is like up that way. I mentioned that Ferguson. Several things happened this week. I've seen there's a lot of reaction to the term thug, where some people are inferring that when you talk about thug, particularly if you call an African American a thug, that has racial connotations. Look, a thug is a thug. If you're black, if you're white, if you're brown, whatever your ethnic background is, if you rough someone up, if you pistol whip someone, if you're an aggressor in a confrontation, you are a thug. It doesn't have any racial connotation. A thug is a thug. Michael Brown, who was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, happened to be a thug. He roughed off the convenience store operator, stole some cigars. He is a thug. Now, that's a whole different question as to whether he should have been shot or not. But whatever you are, thug is a term I've used all my life that is used in the newspapers. If you're a ruffian, no matter what your ethnic background is, you are a thug, number one. Let me also talk about something we talked about last week, that all lives should matter. Terrible murder down where I'm broadcasting from. I'm broadcasting from the French Quarter on Jackson Square, right in the heart of downtown New Orleans. And last night, in a matter of 10 blocks from where I'm broadcasting right now, a police officer was killed. He had arrested a suspect. The suspect happened to be black. The suspect was in the back of his car, handcuffed. And apparently the officer in the car, a 22-year veteran named Darrell Holloway, been on the force for 22 years in New Orleans. Darrell Holloway had him in the back of the car, was taking him down to the central lockup, to jail. Other officers supposedly had searched this suspect. His name was Travis Boyes. But Boyes had a gun, apparently down in his ankle, had a pistol on him. He was able to get his hands up in front of himself, got the gun, and killed the police officer. The police officer, Darrell Holloway, also was black. So you had the African-American thug who killed an African-American police officer, 22-year veteran, had three kids, I think. Terrible, terrible tragedy. No protests going on. You know, all lives should matter. Black lives should matter. White lives should matter. New Orleans protests everything. I don't care what it is down here, they protest. But there's no protest in the streets about Darrell Holloway, the police officer who was killed. Is it a reflection on the fact that he's a police officer? That didn't stir up the resentment? Was it the fact that it was black on black? You see, if a white police officer shoots an African American, then that raises all types of racial questions. Here we had a black suspect who killed a black police officer. No protest in the court. And it's a complicated issue, but I guess the point I made, I wrote a column about it last week. You can find the column on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. But we found in Baltimore and in Ferguson, in South Carolina, the call that Black Lives Matter. And, you know, I made this comment last week, I believe. I joined the military when very few protesters or politicians do that anymore. But like a lot of you listeners out there, back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, it was the patriotic thing to do to serve your country. I didn't have to join. I wasn't about to be drafted. I joined the Army, as many, many listeners did. And I did so because I thought all lives matter. You follow me? And then you get into the fact that Black Lives Matter, as I said last week. They don't all matter. You pick up a large city newspaper, turn to the back of the page, the metro section, or somewhere far in the back, and you read way too often that a young black man was shot and killed by another young black man. And the killing gets scant attention and becomes merely a statistic. So when major demonstrations take place, as we've seen in Ferguson and Long Island and South Carolina, in so many areas, protesters too often are selective about just who they're demonstrating against. Do black lives really matter to them that much, or is the protest more an effort to score points against the police? I'd like to see some outrage in my community down here. The shooting just took place yesterday. But I'd like to see some real outrage over a police officer who did not have a weapon, probably had it on his pistol, but was not confrontational law, and was killed in the line of his duty. Ought to be some protests against that. Ought to be some heavy concern against that. So when you get into the fact that whose lives matter, I thought all lives matter. High rate of killings continue, by the way. We talked about Ferguson, where I'm going to be next week. 14 teenagers alone have been killed since Michael Brown's death. Half were white, half were black. In Baltimore, there have been 35 people killed in the month of May, the month that just finished alone, 35 people. At that rate, you'll have 500 people killed in the year in Baltimore, Maryland alone. That's the highest number in one month since 1999. Cleveland murders could break a record and well top over 100 this year. New Orleans, right where I'm broadcasting from, where a police officer was gunned down by a thug. By a thug, happened to be black. If he's white, he's still a thug. Gunned down just yesterday. And the perennial leader in wrongful deaths is New Orleans. They've had over 75 killings in the first 5 months this year. They're at a rate to be very, very high. And look, we could talk about this for the whole 2 hours and for the rest of the day and the rest of the month and the rest of the year. We've got inner-city crime problems. They're vast. That charges of who's white and who's black should almost be irrelevant if you look at the problems that are mounting up. But they're not. In some communities, there certainly have been police overreach. There's no doubt about that. But officers will argue there's a growing disrespect for the law, as we saw right here in New Orleans yesterday, where Officer Darrell Holloway was gunned down. Until all of us face head-on the degradation of the family units, unwed births, drugs, disrespect for the law. I can go on and on and on. Failing schools, a lack of community concern in some instances. And these killings are going to continue. They're going to continue. It shouldn't be acceptable for nameless young black men who are obeying the law to be shot at. Their lives matter. But it also shouldn't be an issue that Darrell Holloway was gunned down here in New Orleans yesterday. His life matters. Shouldn't be a black-white thing. All lives can be at risk, and all lives matter. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Going to come back and talk about the Magna Carta, 800th anniversary of a document that some say changed the flow of democracy in the free world today. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, this week marks the 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta. Remember what that is? Do you know what the Magna Carta is? It, to many will argue, the most important document that laid the foundation for our democratic system of ruling in this country today. Robin Corner is a British-American political commentator. Wrote an interesting article I read about 800 years on the Magna Carta for our time. Set up a website, magnacarta.us, to talk about a celebration and a reassertion of the values of the Magna Carta. We want to understand why this is important. So we've got Robin joining us right now. Robin, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us today. Hey, Robin, you there? Kyle, we got Robin? Okay, can we get him? Okay, hang on here. Here, we're trying to connect with Robin Corner to talk about the Magna Carta. Magna Carta, to give you just a little history of goes back in 1215, I guess it goes back, so the legend goes, King John of England was forced to sign what is the Magna Carta, which is called the Great Charter. And I think what was happening was a lot of the noblemen that were subservient to King John felt like he was running roughshod over all of his subjects. And so the Magna Carta provided personal rights and freedoms that laid the foundation for many of our laws today. And talks about the certain rights that we'll get into when we get Robin back on the line. But, you know, the fact that your house is... Okay, Robin, we got you on the line now, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, sir. Glad to make the connection. I was telling our listeners before you came on that this is the 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta. We talked about your website that you set up, MagnaCarta.us. Tell our listeners, if you will, why is this significant? Why should the average person out there that's heard of the Magna Carta but really do not know the nuts and bolts of what makes it up, why should this anniversary be important to the average American today?
Absolutely, because it was one of the very first documents in the tradition, the Anglo tradition of liberty, in which the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. In fact, half of the rights in the Bill of Rights, about 5 of 10 amendments, can be traced back directly or indirectly to the Magna Carta, which was 800 years old last week. There's a number of documents that form that tradition, of which 1776 and 1789 were really just, you know, one milestone, or I guess you could say two milestones, the foundation of the country and the ratification of our Constitution. And Magna Carta was arguably the most important. There was the Charter of Liberties in 1100 under Henry I. Magna Carta was 1215. There was the Petition of Rights and the English Bill of Rights in the 17th century, and the founders knew all of these, and they form, really, they're part of American history because they are the history of liberty in the tradition of which, as I say, our country was born.
Well, take us back to King John and what happened back in the 11th century, and give us a little history as to why this came about. Up to that point in time, you had the king. The king was pretty much the absolute ruler of life and death and any number of duties. You know, the king controlled it all. We've seen that in our history books and so many movies we've seen. So what was the catalyst? What happened to cause the king to, in effect, give in to his noblemen? And why did a certain segment of the population rebel and say, hey, enough's enough, we got to have some better rights? Give us a little history, if you will.
Right. So there were a number of reasons. But what if you were going to kind of crystallize it into one? The issue was, and you kind of alluded to this, that the king was ruling arbitrarily. And even then, in the early 13th century, say the Magna Carta was sealed in 1215, in a meadow in Runnymede in England. Even then, there were customs and recognized laws that even people at the time argued that the king should rule according to. And King John was not. Not only was he not doing that, he was also off in France fighting wars and losing land. And he was taxing the barons and the people of England rather highly, so that he could go and do that. And at some point, you know, they said enough was enough. There was also a lot more going on. The king had actually ceded the sovereignty of the nation to the Pope, and had was basically leasing it back from the Pope as the Pope's a vassal. So there were many things that the people, and it was the barons, as you say, it was a segment of noblemen. But even at the time, these noblemen forcing John to seal the Magna Carta. So it was done under duress. They were definitely threatening him. He knew he would be facing a military rebellion. But even at the time, multiple original copies, you can call them, of Magna Carta were sent throughout the country. And it didn't take many years for them to be regarded actually as a protection of rights, not just of the barons, but of the people more widely. And as I say, some of those rights, like, you know, the right to due legal process, the right of the church to be free of the crown and to be free of the state, these are rights that, you know, we directly enjoy today through the Constitution.
Well, I guess the point that it looks like to me, too, it had to evolve. This was a beginning. 1215 right. In the fields of Runnymede was a beginning. Basically, there would be some who would argue that it basically came down to money, that the nobles said, look, you're charging us too much in rent for our land, and we just can't pay all that. You're charging us too much. Maybe it didn't catch the average person, the average extra person there. But over time, this was, you know, if the whole wall fell, this is the first puncture, the first hole in the dike. Is that fair? In other words, some people think, well, there was this big meeting and King John said, yes, I'll give you all these rights and all these rights to the people. We'll list them all down. And it didn't move quite that fast. Is that a fair evaluation?
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, I think I would go even further and say, you know, at all of these points in history, when liberty kind of takes a step forward, it is because tyranny has overreached and is hurting people directly. And that usually means in their pocket. And it is true that the barons, many of these rebellious barons, owed the king money. And what they owed did seem to be arbitrary, and they didn't know when this was going to stop, that, you know, this arbitrary raising of taxes to allow John to go off and fight his wars. So, yeah, they were definitely motivated by the fact that they were hurting in their pocket. It has come, you know, it has come home, so to speak. And indeed, the Magna Carta, there are over 60 clauses in it that list grievances, and some of them are quite specific. You know, some of them are demands for very specific harm that the barons felt had been done to them and their business.
Well, are there copies? I mean, I was the Secretary of State of Louisiana, and we had supposedly a very old copy of the Magna Carta that I put on display during the World's Fair that took place down here in New Orleans back in 1984. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned that some copies were circulated. Are there many? Is the original Magna Carta or any copies that were made at that time? Are they still around? Do we still have any reference of anything like that?
Yes, there are. There were four copies that were actually of the time, of 1215.
And listen, Robin, let me stop you right there because we've got to take a break. I got a number of other questions to ask you. We're talking about this is the 800th anniversary of the signing of the Magna Carta, which my guest talking here with me today, Robin Corner, is arguing a foundation for America's democracy, America's Constitution. His website is MagnaCarta.us, by the way, www.MagnaCarta.us. You can find that on my website at JimBrownUSA.com. I want to talk some more to Robin. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back and make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All loans subject to OneDeck score approval. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Many historians will argue that the writing of the U.S. Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Constitution's Fifth Amendment guarantees that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process, all comes from the Magna Carta, the British document that was signed 800 years ago this week. We're talking about the importance of the Magna Carta. Robin Corner is my guest. He's a British-American political commentator. Recently wrote a fascinating piece called 800 Years On, the Magna Carta for Our Time. He's got a website, magnacarta.us. Robin, before the break, I had a number of questions to ask you, but when it came down, actually, did King John actually sign the Magna Carta? I've read somewhere where the guy was illiterate and that he took his royal seal and the stamps on it, but he didn't actually sign it on the original. What do you know about that?
That's right. It was sealed and not signed with a huge seal, and most of the seals have been lost. I think there are still remnants of one or two of the seals. But it was the King seal. There's no signature on Magna Carta.
Now, we were talking about what copies of the Magna Carta. I don't mean current copies. I mean copies that were made at that period of time, 11th century, 12th century. How many copies are still in circulation or held in special places? Do the British have any? Anything in America? Yes. What do you know about where the copies are?
Right, yeah, no, in Britain are still four of the original exemplifications, right? So this was actually written out by hand and, as I say, distributed throughout England, and four of those still exist. But the interesting thing about Magna Carta, of course, you know, the state, the king, doesn't like to be put in a box and told what to do. So this thing didn't stick, right? It wasn't just sealed and then, you know, everyone was done. The king reneged on it. And his son, and then his grandson, had to reissue it, basically to cement their legitimacy, right? So there are actually later copies, and I believe some of the 1297 copies that were issued by John's grandson actually still exist. And I know when I went to the National Archives to see the Constitution, I saw one of those right there next to the Constitution, which tells you something about the import of Magna Carta to the American Constitution. And also the Australians have one of those later copies too.
Now, do you remember who Edward III was? I understood that he had changed some wording in the original Constitution. I think replaced the words "no free man" with the language "no man of whatever estate or condition he may be," to be sure that, you know, serfs and everyone across England got the same protections. Was Edward III a relative to King John?
Oh, now that's a good question. I would need to think about that. I don't want to give you an answer because I might be wrong about the closeness of that relationship.
Yeah, I didn't know whether there was a tie or not, but I did. So I guess my point is that as this is an evolving document,
absolutely,
then that rights were strengthened and firmed up and became more consistent as the years went on. Is that what you found in the history of looking back over the all?
Absolutely, and there are other important times in history, such as, like, you know, the Glorious Revolution. So then we're talking the late 17th century. References were made back to Magna Carta. And indeed, when the first colonists came to America, before there was a United States of America, Magna Carta was explicitly referenced as the basis of the rules by which some of those colonists lived when they landed, you know, on our continent. So, yes, right, it was an evolving document, or rather it was delineating a set of principles that have evolved. And actually, the very first important evolution of Magna Carta was kind of backwards, because the most fascinating thing about Magna Carta, the really revolutionary thing about it in the early 13th century, was that the barons put in a means of enforcing it. They actually were able to seize the assets, among other things, of the king, were he not to comply, were he to deny the rights that were being agreed upon. So when it was later reissued by later kings, that clause, the clause that was most dangerous to the king, was actually dropped but before it was reissued. So yes, there has been movement in Magna Carta, if you like, in the application of the
clause. And I mentioned the Fifth Amendment, one of the basics that so many of my listeners know, that you're guaranteed that you cannot be deprived of your freedom or your property without due process of law. What else that you find that we Americans consider as a basic fundamental right can you trace back to the Magna Carta?
So one of the most important ones is the beginnings of the separation of church and state. The freedom of the church was very important. So you have that first, you know, the First Amendment. But actually, you can trace 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, indirectly back to Magna Carta. The swift justice, the idea that justice can't be sold. So the right of all people of access to justice, of fair access to justice. You know, that was Magna Carta too. I mean, we just take it for granted now, but that was written down there in Magna Carta. But I should say again, Magna Carta, right, just as the Constitution wasn't kind of made up out of nothing, but has a lineage, even Magna Carta had a lineage, because some of these rights, that, as I say, we can trace forward to the Bill of Rights, our Bill of Rights, were first referenced by Henry I, in Henry I's Charter of Liberties in 1100. So there's 115 years even before the Magna Carta, which speaks to your point, of the evolution of these principles and these documents.
Now, if you go to your website, what have you put on that website, magnacarta.us, Robin?
So magnacarta.us is a project for America for our time. What I tried to do is basically do the same thing as the barons did in Runnymede in 1215 for us in America today. What would a modern Magna Carta in America look like? And in the spirit of Magna Carta and some of the other documents that I mentioned in the Anglo tradition of liberty, MagnaCarta.us lists grievances that I believe we, the people of America today, rightly have against our government. And this is not a partisan statement. It's not a conservative statement or a liberal statement. It just speaks again to those basic rights that have been fought for at the time of Magna Carta and since. that we are now losing with such legislation as the NDAA and the Patriot Act and et cetera, et cetera. There are many bits of legislation that are ripping some of these basic rights that we've discussed from Americans. So MagnaCarta.us is a Magna Carta for our time, a statement of grievances and demands, just like the Magna Carta was, that we make against the government and say, look, you have this power only under the law, and it's power delegated by the people. And if you don't use that power to protect our life and liberty in the pursuit of happiness, which is the only justification of that delegation of power to you, the government, then we, the people, get to take it back. And we're going to take it back unless you meet these basic demands, the demands for our natural rights. So that's what I'm doing with MagnaCarta.us, and I invite any of your listeners to go there. And if they want to help us mainstream the ideas in this non-partisan, non-ideological, but pro-liberty document, you know, they should put their email there to show us support, or maybe even throw us a few dollars to help us publicize it.
Well, it's a very worthwhile project, because I could not agree with you more that the fight is certainly not over. That you look at, as you mentioned, the Patriot Act, or I call it the Unpatriot Act, quite frankly, the NSA, the spying on Americans. And so many of my listeners say, well, it doesn't really affect me. What do I care? They can have all, I got nothing to hide. But it's just a chisel in the rock that can undermine so many of our basic freedoms. Benjamin Franklin said it right when he said, you know, those who give up freedom for security end up getting neither. And when we look at confronting witnesses against you, and when you look at even the death penalty, so many of these issues have a basic foundation of protection. And so therefore, it's very important to stay current, because you said it very, very well. Both the Magna Carta didn't solve all the problems in England, and the Constitution of the United States didn't declare and put everything an end to the confrontations of this country today. Hey, Robin, I got to go. Thanks for being with us. His website is MagnaCarta.us. You can find it on my website at JimBrownUSA.com. Thanks for being with us, Robin. We look forward to having you back again in the future.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure, Jim.
Take care. Yeah, take a look at that website. Robin makes a good point about the freedoms that we thought we had have been compromised so much in the last 10 or 15 years in this country. You can talk about the Magna Carta. You can talk about the Constitution. You can talk about the Declaration of Independence, but there's some changes need to be made. Top of the news hour. We'll come right back with you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at JimBrownHealth.com. That's JimBrownHealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.